Okay. We are recording. Don't say anything you don't want known to posterity. Parsha Vayechla, Yishlach. So, a lot of things happened in this week's Parsha. I'm going to look at one brief incident as Yaakov has come back from Laban. He's on his way back, heading down south. Which highway is it that goes from Shechem, from Nablus to Yerushalayim to Hebron? 60, I think.
I don't know. Let's see where they are.
There's a 60. There we go. Well,
So,
Israel
where
passed.
were they? Where was Lavan?
Levin is, let's bring this up here. See that? Levin's in the north.
Oh, really?
Right, so Levin's in Haran, basically Syria.
Oh,
Where is
Syria.
that?
Oh, yeah.
So who knows what's gonna happen? Syria then was the center of civilization. Okay, so he's
Oh.
coming back. So he comes back, so on the along the eastern side in Jordan, crosses over the Yabuk River into Shechem, and then heads south. And he's going to end up in Hebron. He's going to pass by Beit Lechem, which is where Rachel's going to die. But first, he's going to go to Beit El, which is somewhere in north of Yerushalayim, somewhere around here. Again, going
Wow.
down this highway, the Highway 60, is just where he's going from Shechem all the way south to Hebron.
Wow.
Same road that exists today.
Wow.
Okay, but.
That's very helpful to see the map.
So he is on his way back. So Hashem tells him, you need to go back because Beit El is where he had the dream initially. And he said, this will be a Beit Elohim when I come back. So Hashem says, Yaakov, kuma le Beit El. You need to go back to Beit El. Go to Beit El, b'shev sham, and go settle there. B'shev sham mizbeach, that should be it. That's Kadosh.
Alei, that should be a logo of Nefesh Menefesh or something.
Probably.
Kum Alei, that's
Go make
in
Aliyah.
there.
Yeah, no, he's in
Yeah.
Eretz Yisrael already. Yeah, but it's not like he's moving south. Okay, so yeah, then you should make him mizbeach, and build the mizbeach there for the God who appeared to you as you were running away from Esav, your brother, 22 years ago. And Yaakov says to his household, and everyone was with him, because he's got a big, huge entourage now, family, avadim shfuchot, camels, sheep. Hasiru et Elohei HaNichar asher b'tochachem. You need to get rid of all the foreign gods that are among you. Pitaru and cleanse yourself, purify yourselves. Achlivu simotechem, change your clothing. V'nakuma v'nala betel. And so we're going to kum aleya God. Say that we are going to get up and go, arise into Beit El. And I will make an altar there for the God who answered me in the day of my trouble, and who has been with me through the whole way I've been going.
And where is he now? In Shechem?
He
No.
is outside. He has left Shechem. This is after he leaves after the incident with Dinah. So he's on his way south, somewhere
Oh.
along the path. So let's look at it inside.
So he's on his way, and God says, Kum Aleh.
Right. So previous, right. So this, this. So the. So the. Well, I guess he hasn't left. You're right. Right. Because the previous paragraph is all about Dina. Right. So Vachartemoti. So that, as I mean, he's going to leave Shechem, but he
Oh,
says go.
okay.
He's in Shechem right now. And Hashem says go.
Okay.
Yaakov call Elohe. I guess it makes sense. I was going to say that. I should realize that. And so they give all the foreign gods that are in their hands, and their earrings. And Yaakov buries them tachatela under the terebinth, which is his great name. It's a kind of tree. Asher im Shechem, that's near Shechem. So they're outside Shechem at this point. They haven't left yet. And he
He didn't
buries
ask
all
for
of
the Nizamim. Why did they give the Nizamim?
I'm sure that's jewelry. That's also Elohein Nechar, something like that was. Yeah.
Okay.
Somehow associated with that. I don't know.
I wouldn't give mine as a mim if you didn't ask for them.
Okay. So,
Okay.
but I'm
Okay.
not going to focus on that particular question. We're going to look at the Elohein Nechar,
Okay.
but commentaries are buried by this, are bothered by this burial, right? Because what does the Mishnah say? What are you supposed to do with Elohei Nechar? You're supposed to destroy them. Okay, so here's a Mishnah Avodah Zarah. Presumably that's same attitude that he would have had toward it. But see, Kelim V'aleihem Tzuras You find vessels, utensils, and they have a picture of the sun, Tzuras Labanah, or the moon, Tzuras Drakon, pictures of dragons, Yelichim Yamamela. You have to throw them in the Dead Sea. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shochek, you grind them up, zarel la ruach, and then scatter to the wind, omer til yam, or throw them into the sea. Amr lo, he said, Afhu nasa zevel, well, you gotta worry about making zevel, fertilizer, out of it, depending on what's made out of. So grinding up is not always the solution. Demar, bottom line is, lo yidbak b'yadcha mu'uma menacherem. You may not have anything that is in cherem. We can't preserve it at all.
And we're thinking that these Elohei Nechar are something min hacherem.
Well, that's what the cherem here is. It's talking about is something that it's something
Oh,
that's
those
Avodah
dishes,
Zarah.
the dishes. No one said
Whatever it
Avodah
is.
Zarah yet. Avodah Zarah is a thing. This is, no
I
one
know, I
used
know.
that word.
Okay, so that's me the point that he's saying here, Elohein Nechar, and we look at this is the way Ramban looks at using this halakha, that if it's any kind of avodah zarah, and that's what the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about, right here. It's,
Yes.
yeah, I mean, it's the Mishnah and avodah zarah. So it's you find Kalim, and there are pictures of
Oh,
the sun, the moon, dragons, etc. Those are presumably
okay.
of idols, right?
Okay.
Okay, so here's Ramban on this. Vayitumenu Yaakov. Actually, let me highlight that. Okay, Yaakov brings him. Avodah Zarah Umamasheha, Ma Mishamsheha. Avodah Zarah and the things that serve, that use for Avodah Zarah, Eminem Nikbarim. You don't bury them.
Oh.
Okay, that's he said. Aval tzarich sheyeh mefarer. You got to grind them up, zarel la ruach, and then scatter them to the wind. Omer til yam, throw them to the sea. You don't want to have any of them left. That's the problem is that he's leaving them in place. Not only is he burying them, he's marking the place where it is. They're under the terebinth that was by Shechem. Right, you can find them later. So what's going on? B'nirei, it seems to me, ki bnei Yaakov lo lachu avada zara. That they didn't take anything that was real about a Zara or things that were used for a Zara until it was made batel, meaning that those that a non-Jew who serves about a Zara can say, I don't believe this anymore. This is no longer about a Zara to me. You can't do that, but the person worshiping it can. He said that must
Oh.
have happened. It wasn't really about a Zara.
Oh.
Shagoy b'vatel avodah zarah, Baal Korcho, the Gemara says that you can be a non-Jew can b'vatel the avodah zarah. So now this is no longer real avodah zarah. Because why would he even allow them to have it at all? Why is he telling him now to get rid of it? Well, Yaakov tziva la'sir ota l'tarat hakodesh. But still, it felt wrong to have those such a thing. Even if it wasn't technically an idol anymore, no one's worshiping it, but it felt to avodah. It was kind of a avodah zarah-i. Shiru'im la'avodat Hashem, that they should be serving God, la'akriv l'fanav karban, they could bring a karban. Kasher tivah lahem, b'tfilah v'chiluf hagiyim. Like they had to clean themselves, they had to change their clothes, they're going to have to make themselves holy. So get rid of this stuff, even if it's not really avodah zarah. But yeah, die lahem b'gvura, so it was enough to bury it. So it wasn't really about a zara. We're just going to get rid of it. L'chein tamanot tam tachad ha'ilam makom shel yu'aveh v'lo yazareh. So buried them underneath this tree that's not going to get plowed up. It's not part of a field, so they're just going to be lost. That's the Ramban.
Did anybody ever go looking for it, like modern day?
I don't know. I mean, people have been digging in or the area around Shechem, and I
Yeah,
assume they've
around the
found
tree.
things.
I
Well, I don't know. Do you think the tree's still there, like the terebinth?
don't know.
Outside, I don't know. But what I'm going to do is basically read Rabbi Normal. Normal lamb. Rabbi Norman lamb. Really did write Normal. That's terrible. That was, right? Do you know who that Norman Lamb was?
I know he's connected to YU.
He was a right. He was a president of YU for many years, from 76, I think, until 93, something like that, for a long time. But before that, he was a pulpit rabbi.
Oh,
And they
where?
recently, New York.
Oh.
Let's see, let's get a Wikipedia page. He was president. Oh, from here we go. As Pulpit Rabbi, Assistant Rabbi Lichtenstein, Akilah Yeshurun, and then Jewish Center.
Springfield,
Mostly.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. And then
Jewish
mostly famous,
Center.
the
Okay.
Jewish Center in the Upper West Side. Okay, and then 1966. Here we go. 1776. He was president and then until 2013. So they sent published a collection of his sermon from when he was at the Jewish Center. And my son-in-law in Kansas City had that collection, so I looked at it. There's one thing that was relevant here because he talks about, and this is a sermon from 1962. You have to put yourself back into 62. Okay,
I
mentally.
can.
Right. So no Zoom. We're doing this on the telephone. Okay. That still has a cord on it and a dial. Expands idea that this burial wasn't things not actually Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah would destroy. This was Avodah Zarah-ish. Sort of that. And this is what he puts it. What a dramatic scene that must have been. Jacob forces his family to purge himself of every vestige of idolatry. Here they stand around a muddy pit near a terebinth. Each member of the family tossed into the pit another figurine or an idol or piece of sculpture, another token of the evil which had befallen them. Now imagine if we were to do that. If we were to reenact Jacob's disposal of the tokens of evil under a terebinth now in 1962. Imagine if we were all standing around a muddy pit, invited to toss in all the tokens of what is undesirable, even repulsive in our lives. Imagination is staggered by the implications. Possibilities are almost limitless. What a
But
riot.
that's not Avodah Zarah. That's not a definition of Avodah Zarah, what's
No,
evil.
he's going to go talk about what but things that right. His point is that we're going to throw in the modern idols. We don't really worship false gods, but there are plenty of things that we dedicate our lives to
Oh, I
that
know where
we
you're gonna
shouldn't be.
go, like our
What?
cell phones and blah, blah,
Oh,
blah.
absolutely. That's exactly what
Yeah,
it's.
but you know what I don't like about that whole thing, our modern idols.
Yeah.
Avodah Zarah has to do with divinity, religion, God. It's not everything bad. And it's not everything that distracts us from God. It's something very specific, Avodah
Well,
Zarah. This
I'm
makes
gonna
it just
pull.
a it makes it like every day, Avodah Zarah.
Well, that's, I mean, it's very much the way, well, in that case, we can stop now. Because I am going and heading that direction. That's where he goes, and we're gonna bring it up.
Okay. All right. But you know what I mean? I mean,
I know, but
anything
I'm gonna actually argue
Avodah
and bring
Zarah
Zohar
is.
Atkins into a saying that that is exactly what Avodah Zarah is. That's what paganism is.
Say that again.
That paganism really. That Zoroastrianism, we're going to bring that in, is all about using the dedicating your things to things that are useful and that making them essential to your
Oh yeah.
lives,
Yeah,
to your tools. And that,
I voice my objection, but let's go on.
I hear the objection, but
You know what I'm saying, right? Like,
Right.
yeah.
And so
Okay.
we're at least gonna look at that in large
Okay.
part. I mean, you obviously heard the idea before.
Yeah.
You're obviously objecting to it.
But a cell phone is not avodazara. It's distracting, it's evil, whatever you want to say, but it's not nothing
So
to
the
do
question
with.
is what, right? So the question then, what really is avodah zarah?
Right.
And that if
It
it's
was a
something
real
that,
thing. It had real, well, this is my view.
yeah.
It had a real power. It was real in a way that we don't have anymore in our world.
Yes.
Forces of,
So that there's the
witches,
taking as
witches.
pantheism, right? That everything is divine. Everything has an aspect of the divine.
It has
Everything
to
is
do with
divine.
divinity, God, and religion.
Yes.
Okay, that's
And
my view. Okay, let's go
then
on.
Zohar Atkins make the point that, but the one's attitude toward
Okay.
it was one of, well, given that that's the case, it's not a matter of awe or of a personal relationship. It's a matter of, okay, I have to go appease this God, use this God, pick a different God.
Okay.
And
Okay. I know. Okay,
that
let's
side of it, there are
go.
two sides of the paganism. One is that everything has its own God. Everything is it has its own little independent divinity, and the other is, what do I do with that? It's not something worshiping doesn't make any sense in that case. There is no awe there. It's simply, what do I do with it? Well, I've got to appease this God in order to go
Isn't it a
on.
thing that Avodah Zarah like left the world? God took it out of the world when he took away Nevoah, and
Right. So we don't think
that
of it
was
that way.
Avodah Zarah. We don't
That
have
was
that.
so we right. So we don't have that side of it. So that's the argument that we
Yeah.
do have, is we've taken that. We're going to dedicate our lives to
Okay.
pointless things, and that we still have the little side of that. So
Okay.
he's going exactly the way that you're thinking. That each,
Okay.
each one of us would be another symbol of another source of unhappiness in our lives. And what I liked about this is try to think about 62. No doubt, someone would throw in a television antenna, symbol of that totalitarian machine which monopolizes attention for themselves, children to exclusion of every form of real edification. Another might throw in a neon light, a token of sham, a term bluster that preys on the gullible. Perhaps someone would cast in a telephone. The one modern instrument that above all else is mechanized lashon hara, made of a chilut, a vocation rather than a mere diversion.
Wow.
So obviously nowadays it would be one cell phone after another cell phone, because
Oh
we've
my
all combined all
God.
of that
Yeah,
into one thing.
totally. He didn't. Yeah, he should have
And
been alive a little longer and seen how bad it would get.
he thinks these are bad. Another person might toss in a watch, a little instrument that represents the tyranny of rigid schedules over our lives, preventing us from exercising freedom and spontaneity, and which casts its spell even over prayer. So we engage in clock watching during services. As a pulpit rabbi, he knows exactly what that means, right? Because as he's saying that, somebody was looking at their watch.
Yeah.
There might come and falling a transistor radio. Okay, I think, yeah, we'll find one of those. A symbol of all the ubiquitous noise that afflicts our ears and a peace and disturbs the silence
Oh,
so necessary for
goodness.
creative mind. The nose cone of a missile, which represents the perversion of values of those who concentrate on the consequences of outer space, while so many insurmountable problems distress mankind here on Earth. A mimeo stencil.
Oh, God,
I remember
terrible
making
thing.
those. The insignia of the public relations manager, artificial image making, a pair of theater stubs, tokens of respectable smut, a driver's license.
Oh.
Thread the eventual atrophy of a human feet. Requires no great stretch of the imagination to be able to add here and there a few status symbols of modern man. A whole dor vador, every generation, people ought to take time out for reenactment of that ancient scene under the terebinth by the city of Shechem. These things we should, so that what was important wasn't so much the burying, but again, it was the acting ceremony of throwing it in. I think it's fascinating, this modern idols, right? Again, the idea of you're dedicating, dedicating our lives to things that keep us from avodah zarah. And again, that's Rambam's point, that Yaakov wasn't throwing away avodah zarah. What's real avodah zarah, you got to destroy. That's absolute improvement. This is all the things that kept that they're now going to go and build this mishpat, all the things that keep them from avodah zarah. That's what they're getting at.
He was throwing away Elokei Nechar. What was
Although,
it
hey,
called?
Nechar, don't say okay.
Oh yeah,
Right,
right.
but
Hey Nechar.
Ramban's point is that if there were Elohei Nechar served as actual idols, then throwing them
Oh,
in
it wouldn't
wouldn't
be
work. So
buried,
clearly, these
right?
were not
Okay.
real. They were something that would have led to it.
And God didn't tell him to do this. He said, go. He didn't say,
Go.
get
And
rid
then,
of.
yeah, right. And Yaakov said, okay, we have to get ourselves into a mindset where I can go.
Okay.
We got to get rid of.
And this is what Rachel didn't do. She kept hers.
Well, this is what that story was well before. That was last week's Parsha.
That was before this?
Right. That was last week's Parsha when they were still running from
Oh.
Lavan. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Rachel doesn't have Trafim anymore. Though she may. I mean, it doesn't say that she got rid of him last week's Parsha. She may have gotten rid of him here, but
Yeah.
that may have been an example of such a thing of value.
Okay.
So, and what was fascinating to me is that when I'm reading this is right when I'm learning with Leah in Alei Shur, Rav Shlomo Volbe, who was did learned a lot of Musar. Alei Shur is all Musar, and it's he said something very similar. And this is written in 1986. Okay, so we got to move our minds a little bit into a new set of idols.
Okay.
25 odd years later. And he starts with the vision in Yeshaya, Perek Bet. So this is the one he's rebuking everybody. Not the good parts in the end. This is the bad parts of the beginning of Yeshaya. And starts at Bor Hashem. Okay, we know that pasuk. That's one of the early Zionist movements took that.
Yeah.
Bilu, right? House, O house of Jacob, let us go, then let live God. Why? Because you up to now you've done anything wrong. Because, oh, house of Jacob, you have forgotten your own people. You filled yourselves up with stuff from the east, from the Orient, and with magic, with soothsaying like the Plishtim. And you've satisfied yourselves with literally the children of strangers, with the products of strangers. But Tamaya Artso, Kesef Zahav, his land, Beit Yaakov, is full of silver and gold. Ein Katzel Artzratav, there's no end for his storehouses. But Tamaya Artso Susim, his land is full of horses. Ein Katzel Merkavotav, there's no end of his chariots. But Tamaya Artso Elilim, and what that does is he fills his land with idols. Masayadav, they bow down to the work of their own hands. Asher Asu Atzmotav, that which their fingers have made. Yishach Adam, man is will be forced to bow down. Vishpal Ish, and people are laid low. Balti Salahem, and it will not help them. That's
Really?
Yishaya. So Rav Volbe says, "Alev Margish, the heart feels. We feel Kinevazu Ledorena, that this nevuah was recorded because it was necessary in all generations, especially for our generation." This is 1986. Paris, any fashion that's found in Paris, Hadisha, Sher Hurkava, but New York, every new machine that comes out in New York, Kol Praktika Lilit, every religious or practice, Tibet, any new practice that comes out of Tibet, Yisrael, everything ends up in the Jewish community. Shuvah v'hem nefashot, and captures our souls, right? That's b'yulidei nochrim yaspiku. They find themselves satisfied with the products of strangers. Ribui kesef, be'ezid. We accumulate money from any way possible. Standard hachayim. I don't know how you say that in actual modern Hebrew. I say standard of life, standard of living.
Standard of living.
Standard of living in Hebrew.
That's English.
Oh, he put that right. But say, how do you say that in modern Hebrew? He didn't have a word. He just said standard hachayim. Lemala me'hayacholet, far beyond anything that we can afford. Mutarot, luxuries, and that's what it means when say Tamale art so kesef of zahav. Land is full of gold and silver. Kol tzeir mechakel l'rishon nehiga. Every kid waits for the moment he can get a driver's license. Obviously, and that was
Yeah, he picked up on that one.
Lamb picked up on the same thing. That was somehow that is our big avodah zarah here.
You
Right.
think he knew this Rabbi Lamb thing, or I mean, it's a common thing, but a driver's license is a funny piece.
Particularly
Anyway.
both of them. Don't know, but there were definitely different circles. I mean, he was he was a Baal Tshuva in Germany, who
Oh.
ended up in Israel.
Oh.
Again, in the, and again, this is 19, so I don't know that he would have been, because this wasn't, these were these sermons were not published until probably 5 years ago. Rabbi Lamb's sermons from the 60s. So I doubt they just both picked up on the same thing. Anyway, so any go called to your machakel. Every kid waits for he can get a driver's license. Mechonita no sechet bo bitachon atzmi, and for the car that grants him self-control, self-confidence. Ain katzel lemerkvotah. That's what Yeshaya says. There's no end to his chariots. Everyone's got to have their own car. Dibru al lamalam teber. Rabbis talk about something being above nature, meaning something supernatural. Hanagat, and they were talking about things that were miraculous, things that were spiritual at a high level. Hayom yesh lamalam. Nowadays, lamalam teva means the kibun hafuch, means something exactly the opposite. Yeah, technicia, that's technology. We no longer see excuse me, nature at all. Everything is lamala teva, not in the spiritual sense, but in the technological sense. And in a ro'im ode tabria hoda v'hadara, we don't see nature, creation, the creation in its all of its glory anymore. Raket mechana hasholetet aleha, just machines that rule over it. No fiafeh. If there's a beautiful vista, lematlema, we have to look at it with a, we have to take a picture with a camera. Not realizing that nowadays everyone walks around with a cell phone in front of their faces doing exactly that. And
Yeah.
let's say, Yigun yafeh, beautiful music, la tape. That'd be recorded. Adam mishubad lemechuna, human beings are enslaved to the machines. Lemaseh, that's bowing down to the words of their hand. Asher etzbotav. That's how his fingers made. Halilut hachadisha, hi a technica. Right? Modern, which is exactly what you don't like, but it is in the se this sense that it keeps us from Vodashya. Not in the sense of divinity, but
Right.
the in the sense of Timlea art so elilim. That's the modern elilim that we dedicate ourselves. Okay? So what makes them elilim here is not attributing supernatural powers to him. And again, what he's bearing are not things that anybody's attributing supernatural powers to. The fact that you dedicate our lives to them. That's what he's calling the other. That's what's being
It's
buried.
really right. It's the opposite of what I think, but anyway.
Okay. I mean, but
Yeah,
your point is
I got
exactly right.
it.
It's
I got
not
it.
literally Avodah Zarah. And
Right.
that's why this ceremony was not destroying Avodah Zarah.
So, what do you think they threw in?
Well, the Rambam says that what they literally threw in was things that were Avodah Zarah, but that had been
Oh,
that
but
had
had
been
been
bevutal.
batul, but
Right.
betel.
That they no one was
And
actually worshiping.
their earrings. I mean, that was interesting. They threw in their jewelry.
Yeah. So I don't know whether they had jewelry, whether jewelry was inherently, it was something that was used for Avodah Zarah, that it had little, little Jesus on them or what. I don't know.
Right.
We can look at that. So, Rabbi, let say.
Okay, so they threw in with Yaakov things that would have been Avodah Zarah if the owners hadn't, gotten rid of the Avodah Zarah piece of it.
Right. But they were still
Physically, they were things that were literal. Okay.
okay.
Okay. Now we're
And
going to
so that
throw in
both, and so
all
Rabbi
these
Lamb
little.
here, and then Rabbi Bulba in the in Yeshaya is saying that that. We still have things that need to be thrown away.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, and so Rabbi Lamb continues, what Jacob rejected was not earrings and sculptures, but the
Huh.
attitude that one brings to them. Had he completely annihilated these objects, he would have demonstrated his feeling that these articles are objectively evil. But when Jacob merely buried them, he showed they're not themselves that are evil, they're neutral and meaningless. But the human propensity for idolizing an image, the corrupt mentality of a person who venerates them, that is to be condemned. That's what I said, that's what this was here. That we take things that should be tools and turn them into telos. You see the
Cute.
word telos?
Yeah, cute.
Right. Okay. And that's Avodah
Tools and
Zarah.
telos. Tools and telos.
The telos. Right. That's the problem. And what makes it Avodah Zarah is that it turns. It, we lose the telos, and now everything is simply a tool. You miss that distinction. And that's a point that I like that Zora Atkins makes about sort of the, not the religious side, but practically what it means to be a pagan. Starts with the pasukim in Devarim. Zacharta Hashem Elokecha, you need to remember God. Ki hu noten lecha koach la'asot chayav. It's God's the one that gives you the ability to make stuff. All the powers you have, these are gifts from God. All the money that you have. The mana kimet brito, and those are tools so that you can fulfill his brit. That was that he swore to, with you, your ancestors, clear as day. Because if you forget God, and you go after other gods, and you go bow down to them, and you will certainly be lost. This is the way Zora Atkins. This is in 2021.
That's bad.
Okay, in Moses' speech to the people this in Parshat Ekev, which they just read, he connects the sin of idolatry to the forgetting of one's dependence upon God. Idolatry is connected to the belief that one might manipulate God or gods to one's own end. That's his point. The only reason in a pantheistic, in a pagan world, the only reason you serve a god is so you can get stuff.
But here he's talking about Hashem at one in G
Right,
dash
that he's
E.
saying that you can have that same attitude to Hashem as well.
Oh.
That's a problem. Idolatry, at least in part, is connected to a transactional mindset. When it sees religious life as instrumental to some personal gain, be it material prosperity, emotional fulfillment, or spiritual insight. Idolatry means using God.
Using the big God, the
Big
real
God.
God.
Either way, he's saying that both, it's still idolatry. That is Avodah Zarah of Hashem. You can do that.
So
And
how do we
that.
do that? How do we manipulate God?
If your purpose in your tefillah is simply, I want more stuff,
Oh.
right? As opposed to Avodat Hashem, yes, you're supposed to acknowledge that I need stuff, but my whole reason why I'm doing doing mitzvot is because God promised I can be rich, so pay up. That's an Avodah Zarah attitude. That everything in my life is a bunch of is tools, and I do the and he's saying that's kind of the flip side of treating, well, if I treat God as a tool, then my cell phone's a god also, because it's exactly the same relationship I have with my phone and my TV and my driver's license. So Rabbi Lam emphasizes that you don't have to give up the television or the telephone or the Rishon Nihiga, the driver's license, okay? Just not be dedicated to them. Realize they are tools, they are not telos. Because Rabbi
Funny
Lam.
how this driver's license comes up. Who would think of that? But anyway,
That's,
you know what I
well,
mean? It just, okay, the
right.
cell
I
phone,
was struck by that. Both of them
TV,
said that.
driver's
That I
license.
am, my, I, that is, kochi v'otzem yadi. I am now powerful because I
Yeah.
can drive. The Torah Jew, therefore, cannot and should not abandon the modern world. Our Lamb is very Torah Mada. He seeks rather to master it while avoiding being slayed by it. Just as Jacob taught by burying rather than destroying the ornaments of Shechem, that they were mere tools that can be misused or used depending on the way or the attitude you bring to them. So what must their approach be to the various inventions of modern science and to all of modern? We must retain our moral freedom and our spiritual eminence, learning to master the implements devised by technology in order to further humane goals, to advance our spiritual purposes, to glorify our Creator from whom we derive the wisdom in the first place to conquer nature. I like the way you put that there. And
So
so
he
that's
really focuses on that. He buried them, the
right. Again,
buried, didn't destroy them.
again, because that's all the Mefarshim point out, that's the wrong way to treat
Yeah.
actual Avodah Zarah. So this is not actual, this is things that
Yeah.
distract from Avodat Hashem.
Okay.
And our Avodat Hashem is not centered around the tool side. It's simply, it is meant to be a relationship. You have to, and we have to distinguish the two things. So that, summarizing the point of the Vayitmon Otam to echo Elah was not to destroy the Elohei Nechar. The point was the ceremony itself. As he puts it, the standing around the muddy pit, throwing them in. That's what he was trying to do here. What happens afterwards doesn't matter. If they snuck back and dug them up and kept them, that would have been technically okay. Okay, it was there to remind us
Okay.
down what was truly important. I will stop here. Short.
Okay.
One second.
Where's my cell phone?